Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amar and Rosh Yechli Nishmas Marzest to Vas Pshum Rosh Chana Vas Kamar Svat Lechana Vas Meir Zev. It's based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Akon Agadar Rav Chaim Meir Har with Shlita. It is these days the Yortzeit of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, the Atelos Yeshua. They just put out the new edition of the Atelos Yeshua and the Moadim. She was a great Gaon Olam in Nigla and Nistar. So in the Chivas Atelos Yeshua and Simon Amidality, it's a Sufik about the union of Nichalel in the Mitzvah, Mitzvah Moni. That assumption is that someone wants you to do a mitzvah with their moment. So what's the din of a moment Shishayach Lekatan? There also we say, Nichalel in the Mitzvah Moni. We can say that since the Katan himself is in Chayiv and Mitzvahs, we don't have this klal of Nichalel in the Mitzvah Moni, that you assume that he wants you to do a mitzvah with his moment, like say he has tefillin or tzitzis, that he would want you to use them. Or maybe no, it's true that a katan is in chayiv and mitzvahs. Nevertheless, he gets schar keinu tzuvos, and even a goy does mitzvahs, he gets schar keinu tzuvos. Shekol shkeni Yisrael katan, and mimela, we would say by a katan the klal of nichalei leinish, the meav mitzvah mimone. So the teretz Yeshua was mechadish that together of the sorrow of nichalei leinish, the meav mitzvah mimone, is that mikoach arvus, that we have responsibility for each other, because if it's not nichalei, if you don't want your friend to do the mitzvah, he's going to be mitzvatel from the mitzvah. So therefore, he wants you to use his mamon for your mitzvah, because he's arev bad chavero. So we say nichalei shebachaver yasa mitzvah b'mamon shelo. And since the Prima Gadim writes in the Psicha Kalelos in Chelik Gimel Simin Yotzayin that a katan isn't bechlal arvus, and if so, a katan isn't shayach to the svar of nichalei linish l'mitzvah moni, because he doesn't have arvus, and he's marich b'rayis neflos, and his maskana is shegam b'katan amrinan hasvara. The nichalei leinish the me'avid mitzvah mimone. So nimtzeinu lemeidim midvarav shtei svaras loymar de bekatan loyamrin nichalei leinish the me'avid mitzvah mimone. The first svara is, as since the katan isn't chayiv in mitzvahs, we don't say nichalei. And on this, the Teres Yeshua writes that al kopanim, since he gets schar ke'eno mitzvah va'oise, so we can say the svara of nichalei. And the second svara is that it's true that a katan gets schar ke'eno mitzvah ve'oseh. Nevertheless, that's not enough to say nichalei. We need that he should be an orev ba'at chaveru. So on one hand, he's not chayv in mitzvah, so we shouldn't say nichalei. But on the other hand, he gets schar ke'eno mitzvah ve'oseh, so we should say nichalei. And also, it's true that a katan is gets schar ke'eno mitzvah ve'oseh, but that's not enough to say nichalei. Dafka where he's arev ba'at chaver, the nafkamina between the svaras is that according to the first svara, when he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, we don't say nichalei. According to this, since midrabanan, the katan is chayiv in mitzvahs, we would say nichalei. According to the Ran and Megillah, Vavam and Beis Mitapei Arif, that mitzvah chinuch is a mitzvah shirami ala katan beloy oviv, that it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the child and not in his father. So imkein l'tzarech mikiyum mitzvah derabanan, you're allowed to take the mamon of a katan, because in a derabanan level, he's chayiv in mitzvahs. So the tzarech kiyum mitzvah derabanan mutar lito mamon shel katan. According to the second svar, that a katan leka ba'arvus, it would appear that even though derabanan is chayiv in mitzvahs, nevertheless, since he's not arev ba'at chavero, we don't say nichalei. However, the Gufa Svara that a katan isn't Bechal Arvus, the Magen Avraham and Simon Kuf Tzadites, Siv Katan Zayin, brings the words of the Maharshal, Shemen HaToyra Godel Yotze Bebirchas Katan, Elo Shechachamim Asruhu. Men HaToyra Godel Yotze Bebirchas Katan, says the Magen Avraham, but the Chachamim Asir, in fact, the Magen Avraham, the old, the Ha'ikir Hatam, the Kaimalan Alpha Pisha Yatza Moitzi, Mishim Shekol Yisrael Arivim Zeba Zeh, ובקטן לא שייך ערבות, ומן התורה פטור לגמרי, ואיך יוציא הגדול. So he writes, the Yikr time that we pass, and even though Yatsa Motzi, is because Kol Yisrael Rehm Zavuzel, and the Katan isn't Shaykh Arvus, because Men HaTorah is Patur Legamrei, how can he be Motzi Agadol? So he writes, Men HaTorah Patur Legamrei. So it's Muchach, that a Katan isn't Bechlal Arvus, is because he's Patur Men HaMitzvahs. That's why he writes, Min HaTorah Patur Legamrei, he's Patur from Mitzvahs, and Memela we know that he's not Shaykh to Arvus. As the Fizeh Nira, that this is all midoraisa b'midorabanan. Since a katan is chayiv b'mitzvahs, he's included in arvus. And according to this, b'mitzvahs d'rabanan, a katan will be orev afilu legadol. And according to this, it would appear that a katan can be moitzi a gadol who only a kezayis, who is not chayiv in birkas hamazon min haTorah, is only chayiv b'midorabanan, and the katan can be motzi him, even though the katan didn't eat. Legabei chiyuvi d'rabanan, a katan is included in arvus. Now, according to this, according to what the Ateros Yeshua writes, that the svara of nichalei le'inish is tali b'din arvus, it would appear that also with regard to the svara of nichalei le'inish, the me'avid mitzvah mimone hadin mitchalek l'shnayim, that with regard to the kiyum mitzvah doi raisa, we don't say nichalei b'mamun katan, but with regard to the kiyum mitzvah d'rabanon, we would say nichalei gam b'nichsei katan. Nafkamina l'fizeh, that if a person takes a lulav that's shayach to a katan on the first day, which is a chi of Torah, lo yotze yidei choy vasoi, aval b'sha'ar ha'yamim yotze yidei choy vasoi dehavei chiyuv d'rabonon. Achshav, im anachnu kenim bazeh, if what we're saying is correct, we can add that the Ateros Yeshua writes a terrific hochacha, a terrific proof, that by a katan we don't say nichalei. Mima she'omrim b'mesechet sukkah, בדף למד עמוד א', אמר לו רב הונא להנו אבנקרי, כי זבניתו אסא מנוכרי, לא תגזזו אתון, אלא לגזזו אינהו, ויעבו לכו. מה תאמה? סתם נוכרים, גזלני ארעתה נינהו, וקרקע אינה נגזלת. So he said to these people who would sell hoshanas. So, when you buy the hadas from the goy, don't cut it down yourself. Rather, let them cut it down and then give it to you. What's the reason? Because stam nochrim are land thieves, and land can't be stolen. So Rashi says, Stam Kusim, they steal land from Jews, and therefore, you shouldn't cut it down yourself. But Stam Nachar Magaz Na'aslam Ninu, and therefore you can assume that this land was stolen from Jews. And then, karka ein nigzeles, in other words, it's never nikna to the gazlan. And even if there's a yeush bailim, there's no kinyan. So therefore, things is uinhu, in order that there should be yeush bailim, be dayu. Let them cut it down. And now there's yeush bailim when it's in their hands, and then they give it to you. And you're konet b'shinu rishus b'yadaychu. Okay, so that's what he told them. And asked the Shara Ephraim in Shiva Samach Beis, why don't we say nichalei le'inish l'miyavid mitzvah v'mimoneh? These Jews whose land was stolen, don't they want a mitzvah to be done with their property? ובפרט במקרה שאם ישראל לא יקנה לולב, the Jew doesn't buy the lulav, it's going to remain in the hands of the guy. So why wouldn't the Jew want you to buy his lulav? So writes the Ateros Yeshua, שיש לי השב שחיישינן שמה האקום גזלו קרקע של קטן שנפל לו בירושה. Maybe the guy sold land that fell to a katan בירושה. And by the katan, you don't say the svara of nichale. That answers the Shara Ephraim's kash. Shara Ephraim said, yeah. Im Yisrael lo yikne, well, why wouldn't the Jew want the mitzvah to be done with his money? And the answer is, so even if it's stolen, ma ba'ya? The answer is that we're choshish that his goy stole it from a katan, land that he got by Yerusha, And by Ikatim, you don't say the Svar of Nichale. So based on what we said, we can partially reject this proof. Because you can prove from there Linyan Lulav B'Yom HaRishon, which is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. And that's what the Sig is talking about over there. But Linyan Lulav B'Yom Tov Sheni, and Vayter, there we can say by Ikatim, we do say Nichale Leinish. Because by Mitzvah Derabanan, there's Arvus B'Katim. However, Gufa Yisod She'amarnu Nochich Midivrei HaMogen Avrom She'Bemitzvot HaRabanan Yesh Arvut B'Katan, because we saw in the Mogen Avrom, he said, Min HaTorah Patur HuLegamrei. So Mimele, and that's why he's Patur from Mitzvah Mimele, there's no Arvus. So we wanted to say, Midor Rabbanan, there is Arvus. So the Machatzis HaShekel didn't explain this way in the Mogen Avrom. Rather, he explained that a Katan is not included in the Geder Arvus at all. He writes, "Uvakatan lo shayich arvus, ukamavur b'saita al pi aminyan shachashu shalinyan arvus al karcha ketanim lo hava b'chalal arvus." So, based on the Gemara in Sota Lamed Zayin, Machzis Hashekel says that there's no arvus for a katan at all. Because when the Gemara there talks about Arvus, it only mentions the 600,000 plus, which are not Ketanim. And it doesn't mention the Ketanim. So therefore, the Ketanim, says the Machatzis HaShekel, aren't Arvus Bechlau. But this perished in the Magen Avraham Tzarechiyun. Because if this is true, then why did the Magen Avraham have to prove that since Min HaTorah he's Patur Legamrei, that's why he doesn't have Arvus. Because Magen Avraham says, the Eker Tam Dekayim Lanav Yishat Zemotzi, because Chayis Horeim Zavzeh, Vokotin Lo Shayach Arvus, the Min HaTorah Patur Legamrei V'Yechi Yotzi HaGadol. Since Min HaTorah he's Patur, how is he Motzi the Gadol? But why don't we just, why doesn't he quote the Gemara in Sota, that the Machatzis HaShekel quotes, that the Jews only got Arvus for Gadolim, not for Ketanim. Only the 600,000 plus, and not anybody else. So it's hard to say that's Pshat in the Magen Avraham when he didn't, the Machatzis HaShekel references the Gemara, but that's in the Magen Avraham doesn't. So it seemed that the Gemara, that's not the Pshat in the Magen Avraham. Aber leidach gisam atzinu kama poskim, that hold that ketanim ar b'chal ar v'sim midoi reisa, Rav Shlomo Kluger, nechach mishlom, and archaim, sim kuf pevav, pshitale, that cut is included in Arvus. Gonor Lezer Meir Horowitz and Zagos Lemsechas Brachas Memches Amibes explains Pshat and Rashi that Katan are included in Arvus the Poim Agadim or Chaim Talpat Eish Lavram Siv Kadalz Mistapi for Katan included in Arvus, but based on what we said, it emerges that according to the Magen Avraham, there's a Shita and Tzais that a Katan is included in Arvus. Rak Legabe Kiu Mitzvus De Rabbonim V'Nera Lachriach Medivrei Rabbi Akiva Eger BeTshuvotav. Kama b'siman zayin that kishita emtsois, because he brings the dagul meravava that a kotan who already davened ma'ariv on Lil Shabbos can't be motzi an isha b'kiddush if she already davened, because the kotan is two derabbanans and a woman is one derabbanan, a kotan is etzem chiv is derabbanan, and he already davened, so therefore the kiddush, once you daven you're yotzi derais, the kiddush is only derabbanan and the isha is only one derabbanan. So even if she already davened, he can't be motzi her. And the Rabbi Akiva Eger says, it's not so, because by Kiddush there's a din of yotze motzi. And if he was a gadol, he'd be motzi her even if he already davened. So it emerges that he can't be motzi in Isha is because of his katnus. It's not because of the a different level chiyuv. Because a man is motzi a woman, even though the man already davened. So the man is derabbanan and the woman is daraisa, but that doesn't bother us. Because alfa pisha yatsa motzi. So that's not the issue. The only issue here is that he's a katan and she's not. But the issue of the katan second derabbanan, the chiyuv of saying kiddush, that he's derabbanan because the daraisa he already took care of when he davened, and now it's only Derabanan. So that Derabanan isn't an issue, because by Gadol, even if he's a Derabanan and Misha's Daraisa, he can be Motzir. So you can't say that by Katan, that Derabanan is counted as a Derabanan. It doesn't bother us that he's a Derabanan, because he already davened. That doesn't count as a second Derabanan, because by a man, that Derabanan is not an issue, because he could be Motzir a woman if she's Chayavis Daraisa with his Derabanan. So it's only a katan zechad derabanan, because katanim only chayv mitz derabanan. So it's muchach. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that a katan is included in arvus. Otherwise, it's two derabanan, because he's not ari for anisha. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger is assuming he is ari for anisha, and therefore, even if the second derabanan doesn't count as derabanan, only the etzem chiyuv of a katan derabanan it matters, but not the fact that the kiddush is derabanan, because he has arvus. So that's when it comes to to Kiddush. And a katan can therefore be motzi, a katan is chayv in arvus. Now, when it comes to a woman, Rabbi Kiva Eger is moide to the Dago Meravava that a woman is included in arvus and mitzvah, she's not chayivin. So, if that's the case for a woman, the same is for a katan. A katan is also not shaykh by arvus and mitzvah, he's not chayivin. That means that a katan is only going to have arvus in dinei derabonon and not in dinei deraisa. There's no arvus in deraisa. So, that would be a shita emtsais. Again, we saw the Magen Avraham. And now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the shita emtsais that a katan is by arvus, but only in dinim de rabbonon, dinim de rashaychtim, and not dinim de reisa. Umid asinan lahachi, now we've come to this point, we can say, hamtsoa nifla, v'tvareinu, nimtsa shekotan orev ba'at kotan chaveiroi b'chol ha-mitzvus, shetarvayu chayovim b'chol ha-mitzvus mid rabbonon. V'hine misvara nira, sheim kvar nichale lekotan, shekotan acher yishtamish b'chefet shelo. So a kotan is responsible for other ketanim in all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, and Svara would appear that if it's nichale for the katan, that another katan should use his object in order to be yotzei a mitzvah. So shuv nichale shekolam chuyiv b'mitzvah zu v'afilu gadol yitlenu latzis bo. So it would appear that a katan is responsible for another katan in all the mitzvahs that they're chayiv in other words, in all the derabanans. So whenever there's a mitzvah derabanan, that the ketanim are responsible for all of the ketanim on a derabanan level. And so it would appear that a katan would therefore also want a gadol to be use his object to be mekayim, to use this object to be mekayim daraisa. Because according to the svar of Teres Yeshua, that the din arvus is talui, that whether nichale le mitzvah, the mitzvah mimone, is talui in din arvus, is because if he's not arvus ba'at chavero, how do you know that he wants him to do to take his object to do the mitzvah? But if anyway a katan can take it, so why should he care that a gadol should take it? So once anyway the lav hachi, since he's responsible for other ketanim. So then he shouldn't bother him that a gadol should take it as well. Because anyway, someone's taking it. So to emerge then, that b'chol ha-mitzvahs is the svar of nichol ha-lim and shalv mitzvah m'moneh by a katan. Because all ketanim are chayiv m'derabanan in all mitzvahs. And therefore we have gained the fact that even if we say legabi daraisa, there's no arvus, but there's still a svar of nichale leinish also by moment of a katan, because again, the moment of a katan, he's happy if another katan, he has arvus for another katan. So once it's already being used, nichale leinish love mitzvah mimone, because he has arvus for another katan, so then what does he care if the katan's already taken? So let a gadol take it also. The object's already going to be used. What does it matter for whom? But once we've already come to this point, we don't even need this far. We can say even better that be'emes midrabbanan a katan is arav gam legabi mitzvah daraisa v'kavuchom.